So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I'm so excited because my next guest is the sister of another guest, and so it was just so beautiful the way this all came about. So welcome, Kelsey Smith, and you're right here with me in California. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
I know we've had so much fun in our pre-chat that it's kind of hard to settle down and do an actual interview.
It is. It's, we got the laughs out. I mean, there might still be more, but...
So actually, Jessica told me that you have a kind of a healing capacity and you've kind of been gifted in these fields. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I think part of it came from being sister number two. I'm sister number two out of four. So I think naturally I kind of wanted to keep the peace and was always looking for ways to kind of ease the tension and, you know, figure out where my sisters needed comfort.
Peacemaker.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, definitely also caused some of the problems, but I think kind of being the middle and being able to relate to the oldest, Jessica, and also the younger two, uh-huh. I think that kind of prepped me to...
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. So tell me a little bit about your business. Tell me about essential oils and kind of what drew you into that field.
Sure. So I started, well, my sister Jessica, like many things in my life, introduced me to them. And, you know, I was kind of the typical skeptic, like, what are these? Like, they're all the rage right now. I don't really get it, you know. But I was drawn to them because I thought that they would have a big benefit for me in my emotional health. I've dealt with pretty debilitating depression and anxiety ever since I was in high school. So I wanted to find something that could support me in that, support my healing. So I started to rely on them for that. And then slowly I kind of became addicted. It became like a nightly thing to check in with myself and figure out, you know, which oil supports what I'm going through at the moment. And it grew from there. I was like, well, why not? You know, I want to break out of the corporate 8-to-5 world, have more time for me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to grow this into a business reluctantly because it's really outside of my comfort zone.
You know what I love about that? Well, first of all, there's so many things you touched on that I know that my audiences are passionate about. And one of them is that there's so many different ways of navigating it when we have depression or we have anxiety. And one of the things I noticed being a mom is when my kids go through a depression, mm-hmm. It's challenging sometimes for my brain because I'm always receiving information from others. Mm-hmm. And so their information can come jump in my head. And then I'm not sure, like, if I'm feeling that myself, right? Or mm-hmm. like, if there's like a despair, I'll look around and I'll be mm-hmm. like, okay, well, am I Erica in despair? And there's moments when I am feeling like I'm in despair or nothing can change this or it's all mm-hmm. such a mess or what was I thinking?
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. sometimes it's so fascinating when we just, you can almost switch it so quickly with some of the tools. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly. It really yeah. is. I found, you know, there's days when maybe for an hour or so, I'm so down. And then I something as simple as going outside and I'm like, today is such a great day. You know, it's like, what?
Oh my gosh, I saw the hugest, strangest looking rainbow yesterday.
Oh.
I was driving to pick up my daughter and I'm driving along and the clouds were stunning. They were very strange looking clouds. They were mm-hmm. and temperamental and they were very mm-hmm. gray and they were so thick. And then on the other side, like right behind them, there was light, puffy white things, cloud-like things. And then the rainbow was like this thick band that covered a really wide area with all beautiful. These colors. So it wasn't an arc rainbow. It was mm-hmm. like a third of an arc rainbow.
Oh.
And so it looked so interesting. And I was just kind of, because like you said, just going outside, mm-hmm. just changing
yep.
the chemistry, just
absolutely
whatever it is that overarching thing. Sometimes we just need yep. to like wiggle.
Absolutely. Get out of your head a little bit, you know? Yeah. Like, okay, it's not that serious, you know, or it's not that bad. Like, yeah, I find I take things a little too seriously sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like everything has to be perfect or everything has to be a certain way. And it's like, okay, I just need to loosen up a little.
I love that you said that, and I'm going to plug a podcast since you just brought it up, and it's right in front of me, and I can't, like, not, and my friend Lauren Polly just created a show, and it's called The Lighten Up Podcast.
Oh my God, I love
it,
that.
You have to listen to it. She wrote another book called The Other Side of Bipolar, so she writes a lot about how to navigate different brain things, and things that society might call one thing, well, actually, in fact, it might be something else. She's really good at, like, working with your brain. And so it's called The Lighten Up Podcast. And I
think, writing that down.
Yeah, it's really a good show. And it, recently it went into, how decluttering your environment can help your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's huge.
I know. Yeah. So Lauren Polly, anybody who's listening, go take a listen. The Lighten Up Podcast. It's really yummy. And Kelsey, tell us a little bit how we can find you, find out more about you, and maybe buy some of your wonderful oils and essentials.
Yeah, definitely. So I think one of the best ways to reach me is at my Instagram. So I am redhead.w.soul. So stands for Redhead with Soul.
I like it, baby. Like soul. There you go.
Yep. So awesome. You can find me there.
All right. I don't go to Instagram very normally, but maybe I'll do that for you, Kelsey. Maybe when this show comes out, I'll pop it on your Instagram just for fun.
Yeah. Find me.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.